Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is December 11th, 2020. We're here to talk SmackDown on Fightful.com. But before we went on the air, we're talking about how we plan to do almost anything but cover wrestling for this
one. It's Taylor Swift album release day, Sean. The Taylor Swift day.
It is. And we're going to review the Taylor Swift album at the end of this show, which might take up the majority of it. I know a lot of you are here for the wrestling, but let's be honest, there's not a lot to talk about, but we're gonna squeeze blood from this stone, Jeremy. We were talking about the main event before we went on air, and I said, no, we cannot wait precious seconds.
It's like Joseph and I, we just do all our best material before the show, and then we have to stretch it during the show.
Guys, leave a thumbs up, subscribe, tap the bell for notifications, and donate a super chat if you want your question or statement read on the air. I can't tell you how important that is. I mean, it was very important to Jeremy Lambert yesterday.
Showing ass cheeks.
He was showing ass cheeks. He hit a certain goal on the distraction, the star of the distraction. And normally I'd be like, that's, man, Joseph, what are you doing? But I've done far, I won't say far more ridiculous things. I've done some pretty ridiculous things, but
you had to clarify that I could not show actual ass cheeks.
Yes, I did.
Was that a real concern?
Yes, it was. I think that you know how valuable you are to Fightful, and you know that it would take a lot to get fired. Like, it would take a lot for you to get fired. And I'm not sure that ass cheeks are what would get you fired. I'm pretty sure I'd be able to be like, Jimmy, listen, it was really funny. It was a good bit. But if we got our YouTube banned for 2 Decembers in a row, that'd be rough. Last December was rough, man. It was slim pickings.
It was. Oh, yeah. That was a tough time. That was a very tough time.
So people are saying donate a super chat so Sean tells a story tonight. How about this? Based on the number of super chats, it will determine my honesty about this Taylor Swift album.
I got a quiz, Sean. I have a quiz for you on this album.
Oh, man. And in fact, we've already got the super chats. Trevor L says, donate a super chat so Sean tells a story tonight. Story time will return soon. I'll say that much. We're going to try to do a farewell to Carlos, who's leaving us next Friday on that show. I'm reviewing Taylor Swift tonight. Anakin JMT says, have a good show, guys. Going to try to sleep to fight this virus. Please, everyone, wear masks and stay safe. I can tell you firsthand, this virus sucks. Anakin, my friend, please get well soon. We're thinking of you. We love you, buddy. Hope you feel better soon.
Yes, I hope you feel better, Anakin.
The Jam on Ryan B. Jam says, I said it before and I'll say it again. Sean is a better singer than Taylor Swift.
Can I ban him? Where's
No, no, please don't. He sends us super chats. All don't right. ban people. God. Yeah, that's super chats.
Somebody say something mean about Taylor Swift so I can ban you who doesn't send a super chat.
By the way, guys, we'll be doing a Christmas week stream. It is December 22nd. I think it'll be about probably like 9 p.m. Eastern. We're going to do a stream that night. It'll be a bit of a Christmas bonus stream for our staff. The super chats will go directly to our staff. So please come and show us some love on that day. And Anakin JMT says, also doesn't mean I don't want story time with Sean. Here's another 20 towards another yarn. I mean, right now it is, again, gauging the honesty of the Taylor Swift thing. Because we'll see. I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to troll. I'm not going to pander. None of that.
Okay.
Music and Moonsault said, anyone else check out that weird alternate commentary during the main event? SRS, I checked out the Nash clip you mentioned. That was gold. What weird alternate commentary?
Was it Kevin Nash alternate commentary?
I wish Kevin Nash would be great. Alternate commentary. That would be awesome. I loved it. Did you see his comment on Shane Helms' post this week?
Yeah.
Oh, he's so funny. Like, that guy is just hilarious. So good.
I was so mad he wasn't at WrestleCade last year, because I really just want to ask him about the Old Glory bit when he did commentary on Thunder. One of my favorite bits of all time.
I'm mad that we weren't at WrestleCade
this year. Yes.
That's what I'm mad about. I missed that so much. It was so good. Oh man, what a bummer. But this SmackDown, there's not a ton to talk about. They pulled the old bait and switch on us, Jeremy.
Do you want to jump right to the main event? And
no, I mean, we should probably,
I mean, the opening segment has to do with the main event.
Yeah, it does, but we kind of tie those all in together. Let's talk about Dolph Ziggler and Montez Ford. Dolph Ziggler beats Montez Ford, and strangely, I'm okay with this, even though I love Montez Ford. He's great. He's awesome. Dolph wins with a super kick, but here's the thing. If you're trying to make me think that what Robert Roode did was like some super heel move, I'm not buying it. Montez has got to keep his eye on the ball as a performer.
It's the usual, let's distract the guy so the champions lose, and then it'll set up a title shot. It's the same trope they do every single month. Montez Ford, well, he's always great. Dolph Ziggler is very good. I thought their little pre-match banter was not good at all.
Terrible.
Ziggler, they talked about, oh, does funny equal money? That's what Dolph Ziggler said. Dolph Ziggler is a comedian, Sean. What are we talking about here?
Well, by job title only. let's.
Dolph Ziggler is also The Rock's best friend. We found that out on Tuesday, that they're best friends. I did love the bit where the Solo Cup shot out in the middle of the match as they were going to commercial. That ruled. That absolutely ruled.
I had to rewind it because I thought the match was over.
I did too. I thought it was like, oh, that's how they're going to end it, which would have been fine. I would have been perfectly fine if that's how they ended the match. But that bit was awesome.
It was amazing. I mean, I know a lot of people are like, why during the match? Why not during the match? It's exactly the kind of thing that he would do.
Exactly.
Now, what I'm saying why about is, why go to a rest hold after the commercial? Why didn't you do that during the commercial? Why didn't you hold the guy down in a scissored sleeper hold like during the commercial? I don't get it. But Ziggler wins at the super kick, and I'm okay with that because, one, he's got to win some matches.
Yeah.
It's not the team losing the match. Also, Montez and Angelo Dawkins looked very, very pissed off after this. They were like, that is not going to happen again. And I'm all for that.
They should be mad. It's good when people who lose are mad about losing instead of just being like, it happens every week, because it does seem to happen every week. So hopefully it turns them into everyone likes to have fun out there, Michael. Hopefully they get a little bit more serious out of this. Not that they don't need to do it, but at least take these wins and losses a little bit more to heart than just, we lost, whatever. Street profits are up, smoke, whatever they say.
And I know a lot of people are like, the champion's getting pinned. You all know I don't like that. This is a little bit different because it's a singles match, so I'm not as upset about it.
You can hide that with saying Ziggler is a very accomplished singles wrestler.
World champion.
Montez Ford is not. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, they did hammer that home that he was a world champion.
Yeah.
we got some super chats in conjunction with this, but let's go ahead and get to Evan Wright. He says, off topic, I'm sorry, but I highly recommend everyone seeking out Hiromu Takahashi and El Desperado. Such a beautiful match and the mask spot. Yeah, I saw our chat light up this morning about it, and I was like, you know what? I'll probably watch that. And like, I missed the mask thing until I was watching it. I was like, oh, shit. Like, I didn't expect that.
Carlos and I were up at 5 a.m. watching this match, and it was hotter than Raw and SmackDown is when everybody's there.
So the joke I made this morning was like, we only need one person around to cover SmackDown or Raw, but there were two people up willingly, weren't even asked to be, to cover this in the morning. Amazing.
New Japan's a draw, man.
Yeah. Music of Moonsault said, sound like a director or producer coming through on the live feed. I didn't hear that. I will go back and try to find that, though. But yeah, I would love that. 11 Names Deegan says, what's up, guys? I love the Bianca Bailey stuff. Really fun promo, but how tough am I supposed to believe Bailey will actually beat the EST? Hashtag Sean Swifty. That's the thing. I really enjoyed this. Bianca just ran her down, but Bailey has now lost 10 straight matches. She managed to lose one with the person who beat her on Friday on Sunday, a tribute to the troops. Yeah, I don't believe that Bailey's going to win this. And here's the thing. If Bailey does, I'll be pissed.
It's a no-win situation. Like, that's what they booked here. I love this promo. I loved Bianca's shirt, her mood, 24/7. Don't mess with me, I believe is what it said, something like that. I thought that was a great shirt. They should sell that. Like, they should sell the Sami Zayn shirts. She had receipts, Sean. She had literal receipts for this woman. It was great. I'm looking forward to the match next week. But like you said, Bayley wins and it diminishes Bianca because she gets beat by a loser. Or Bianca wins and cool, she just beat the person Natalya beat 2 weeks ago. Like, what are we doing here?
That's the issue with 50-50 and beating your champions all the time. It's a cycle. It keeps going around and around. The Nerd Guru says, the show was not good, save for the Reigns channeling Samoa Joe with KO's fam. But the Sasha Carmella stuff was awful. Maybe send creative back to the PC. Creatively, yeah, it wasn't great. I thought in the ring, it was a fine match. But we'll get to that a little bit later. Everybody wants us to talk about the Roman Reigns Kevin Owens stuff. Drew says you guys can just cover Sasha and Carmella and Roman Owens and get to the real main event of this. T-Swift talk will end up being more entertaining. Let's talk about Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns. Backstage, Jey Uso is talking to Roman Reigns and he's like, let me at him. Let me take care of this. He wants to prove himself. Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman are back there being awesome, like always. And Kevin Owens comes out, he lays out a table, ladder, and a chair, and he says these are his friends and explains why how he wants to hurt Roman Reigns with them. And then he says, you say you're fighting for your family, but it seems like they're fighting for you. They're doing all your hard work for you. These promos are just like, good God. I had one person tell me last week when I was asking around, they're like, oh, Roman Reigns for sure had to have seen that Kevin Owens I'm the head of the table promo and say, I got to do better than that. And that's what you want them to do. That's what you want.
This could have died a horrible death. Yeah. Kevin Owens cutting promos on just inanimate objects, tables, ladders, and chairs. You give this material to like 90% of probably even like 95% of the roster. It's not going to be good. Kevin Owens was amazing with this promo and explaining how he's going to hurt this man with all of these objects, how they tie in to how he's going to hurt him. Just great stuff by Kevin Owens. I wish he cut a promo on Banner. Do you know what Banner is, Sean?
No.
Banner? No? Do you don't watch Arrested Development?
I did, but I stopped.
It's been a while.
I'll pick it up, all but right. Yeah.
He cut a promo on table, ladder, chair, needed Banner.
Oh, okay.
But this is a great promo from Kevin Owens. And Roman had very good reactions watching backstage as well.
Oh, just awesome. Then Jey Uso runs out with a chair and attacks Kevin Owens. And Kevin Owens beat that ass and put him through a table. Roman Reigns comes out. And then we get a new aspect of this. We get Paul Heyman, who's been sometimes treated like crap. But you see that his word is respected. And I think that's important here, Jeremy, because if you have too much of Roman Reigns being like, oh, you're doing what I say, then it kind of negates the purpose of having Paul Heyman there. Roman Reigns could have anybody that arranges his stuff for him, but you want Paul Heyman there because he's a smart guy. And that's what we saw. We saw Paul Heyman saying, you control this. Don't let him control this. Amazing stuff.
So from the beginning, Jey Uso comes out, attacks him. Kevin turns the tables, which is great because now I want to know, what are the consequences for Jey Uso? Like, he attacked this man. He failed. What's going to happen to Jey from Roman's standpoint of like, I gave you one job, dude. You attacked him from behind. You hit it. You hurt his knee. And then you couldn't like do more to him. He still came back on you. What are we doing here? So I want to see the fallout from that next week. The Paul Heyman aspect was even better for this, because like you said, for pretty much the entire relationship, Roman has been, he's been the head of the table. Paul Heyman has just been there. It was just kind of like carrying out orders and whatnot. And okay, fine. But like you said, anyone can kind of do that role. I thought they played it perfectly because Owens was beaten down. It looked like a good time for Roman to attack. Owens gets up, even though his leg is hurt, he has a chair in his hand. Roman still kind of wants to do it. Paul's like, no, 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 don't. There's the respect factor there. You give Heyman some credibility there. That's what you need from this dynamic. It was, Roman respected that. He's like, all right, you know what? You're right. He's a little banged up. I could probably take him, but you're right. It's not on my time. This is not the best case scenario for me, the ideal scenario for me. So we'll head to the back. And then they set up the attack in the back. Just brilliant, more brilliant stuff from these men.
12 Names Deegan brings up a good point. She goes, I love how in the Reigns Owens bit, Kayla had the choice to warn Kevin that Roman is behind him or run for the hills. And you best believe homegirl ran.
So I was going to mention this of Kayla looked scared to death the entire time. I thought she got hurt because she like stumbled a little bit when she came on the screen. I was like, oh my God, she like twisted her ankle and is having so much trouble standing right now. Get this poor girl out of there. Instead, she just said fear in her eyes because allegedly Roman Reigns is right behind there and she just can't say a word while Kevin is talking. And then Roman finally strikes and she scatters off. So yes, great work by Kayla Braxton in this segment as well.
And then of course the promo where Kevin Owens or Roman Reigns is like, I'm going to take food off your table. Like just Jesus Christ, man. Like I write for Wrestle Talk magazine every month. And the column I'm working on right now is how this character is so good that it frustrates me. And it frustrates me because nothing else is. Like, nothing else is even approaching this. And it seems like throughout the year, we had the build to Drew McIntyre, and it's like, sweet, this is good. He's protected. He doesn't lose. Then we had Edge and Randy Orton, and we're like, oh, my God, they're cutting these promos. They don't have to do all you people stuff. They're doing direct to the camera. But it didn't overlap there because once Drew got the title, it was like, okay, Big Show, Dolph Ziggler, okay. So there was no overlap there. And then when the Edge and Randy Orton thing kind of stopped, we kicked Sasha and Bayley into full gear. And it's like, damn, this is really good. This is really good. Then around SummerSlam time, they're like, oh, well, yeah, we know that we could draw this out and make it really fruitful and great, but we're going to jam it all into about 4 weeks. And that's around the time Roman Reigns popped up. And it's been an amazing 3.5 months, like an amazing 3.5 months. And it's so frustrating that other stuff can't be anywhere near as good as this.
Only one thing can be good at a time, Sean. I think that's the lesson here. There's like, we're giving you one good thing. Everything else you just got to deal with. There's one great item on this menu. Everything else, you know, you've had plenty of times. You'll probably just eat it. It'll be fine. But if you want to pay the premium price, you can get the one great item on the menu.
And you'll always see like those tweets that get about 80 likes that are like, we don't deserve Roman Reigns. Yeah, we do. We deserve this Roman Reigns 4, 5, 6 years ago. We did. We deserve a good show. It is their responsibility to deliver it. And this is so good that it's frustrating, which is it's wild. Super Sick Bud Ryan says, happy Friday. Shout out Sean's golden voice and the glute.
Jeremy. Do you know how many squats I did from Tuesday to Thursday to get into shape for that bit?
I'm about to start doing legs now. I haven't trained legs in a while. Restaurant quality week from Fightful. Rundown review was hilarious. Thursday's show is the best NBA show. The EC3 interview was sublime. Thank you. Yeah, I did 50 plus minutes with EC3. And fortunately, we didn't talk much about Final Battle because it was revealed that he's got COVID. But we talk in depth about the Jon Moxley stuff. We talk about what could happen in the future there. We talk about Impact, what he did and didn't like there, how he came into Ring of Honor. We talked, we did the Shooting Softly segment as well, which you guys can check on. Like, there's so much stuff, and I'm interviewing him again probably next month because I didn't get to a third of what we even managed.
That's a 24/7 title. That's yeah. What people want to hear about.
I do want to actually talk to him more about that because I think he's aware that he's become a meme over that.
He's a canon in our staff chat.
The Jam One Ryan B. Jam says, the shirt says, "Thou shalt not try me." 24/7 feels like a shout out to Devon. Yeah, get well soon, Devon, even though you're picking a fight with your own imagination about dirt sheets.
He's in Los Angeles working on Punky Brewster.
Isn't that amazing? He was in Orlando like 3 days ago. He was at his school 3 days ago, hobbling around. Jared Thomas says, "How awkward is it that Sasha Banks comes out to a Snoop Dogg song for her entrance music when Snoop will be on AEW in a few weeks? Ain't awkward for her."
No, I don't think it matters. I feel like that situation is overblown by people.
I do too. And they pulled the Undertaker merch.
That was reportedly, so I tried to look and see if it was just like a special edition thing and when it was supposed to be pulled. Yeah. And it does seem like it was potentially already pulled before this, but people just didn't care. Because they weren't searching for it. And then they're like, "Oh, what happened to it?" Because AEW announced Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. And God, I wish I remember who tweeted it, but I really do hope they do Sting Snoop Dogg merch now. That would be,
I think Gregory Iron.
Yes. It's Gregory Iron.
Yeah.
I got an interview with him too. Check that one out, guys. Lots of stuff up. Also subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. We had a bunch of breaking news this week. I had stuff about Big E's new theme, and boy, am I about to go off over some stuff about that. But I also had stuff on EC3's future, Marty Scurll update, as well as all this news about Big Man being sent to the PC. Oh my God, what the hell's going on? But I'll go right back to what the hell's going on. Sami Zayn beat Big E by count out. Now, I'll just say this. The backstage stuff I liked. Sami Zayn complains about Big E having a shirt, and then when Big E gives him one, he's like, "This is actually really nice." And then they showed off this like crudely made Sami Zayn shirt that will legitimately sell like crazy, Jeremy.
Yeah, if they're actually going to make this, it's probably going to be their biggest seller, and then they're going to wonder what's going on because it's clearly not much effort into the design, but it fully works for Sami Zayn.
Yeah, it just makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I'm all for it. And Isaac Merriweather says, "I so desperately want Big E to face Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. Please, WWE, leave Goldberg out." I'm completely in agreement. I think Big E should have the WrestleMania match. Goldberg should have the Royal Rumble match against Roman Reigns for the title. Roman Reigns beats him, and then Goldberg can do literally anything else at WrestleMania. Don't care what it is.
Yeah, we talked about it on the distraction, but you don't need Goldberg in this title match with Roman Reigns or anything. Have him beat a guy like a Dolph Ziggler who we can beat him and it, you know, people will pop and it'll be fine. Or, you know, have him put somebody over. Joseph pitched Big E against Goldberg. That's a dream match.
Yes. For
Big E. Use that to get Big E over more.
Yes. I would be completely fine with that. Yeah. I would. That's a good alternative. He's got to win though. He's got to win, though. A lot of people are like, "Oh, I don't want Goldberg." Well, the reason I'm not as upset about this time is because we know what kind of contract he's under, 2 matches a year, the next 2 years. So it sort of softened the blow when we got the news. It's like, okay, I guess.
Nerd Guru
says Roman should Brock and Kofi Goldberg. Yes, he should.
It's such a waste of it's already a waste because it's a Goldberg match with Roman Reigns, but it's such a waste for Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. Like, the Roman Reigns WrestleMania history kind of sucks.
Yeah,
it kind of sucks. Adding Goldberg to that list ain't helping.
I think he's only lost one match at Mania, though, hasn't he? I'm pretty sure.
The Brock match? Yeah, I think so. But like,
yeah,
none of these matches have been that good outside of the first Brock. Technically, he lost the first Brock match, and then he lost the second one where everybody thought he was going to win. So I think he's lost twice.
Hannah M says, say old dudes, that dude will stop telling you. Yeah, please stop spamming. Like, we're not going to say something for a super chat. We'll say something because of a super chat.
I have breaking news on our friend Hannah, Sean.
Oh,
she's
really?
She's actually bald. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
Like, she's bald.
She wears wigs.
Yeah, she wears wigs because she is bald.
Wow.
Yeah.
She should post some pictures about it. I mean, I saw some of the wigs already, but.
I don't think she wants people to know that she's like legitimately bald. That's why she's posting the wig pictures and not the bald pictures, but she's bald. I have photos if anybody wants to pay me for them.
Well, I'm about to be bald because I'm going to pull my fucking hair out over the Sami Zayn match. I'm all for Sami Zayn being smart, and I'm all for him winning matches. They made Big E look like a fucking idiot here, and Big E is not a fucking idiot. Big E is one of the smartest guys in wrestling. One of the smartest dudes in wrestling, and they made him look like a goof here, chasing Sami Zayn everywhere. You best believe if Big E wanted to catch Sami Zayn, Big E is catching Sami Zayn. Big E's probably jumping over the goddamn announce table if he so chooses. It's just like, my God.
So stupid. I get like, all right, Sami Zayn is very smart. When he did it with Apollo Crews, it was funny. You know, Apollo Crews, no offense to the guy, he hasn't done anything since losing the U.S. title. They clearly don't have actual plans for him. It's fine. He did it to Brian. It was a little like, all right, what are we doing here? But at least he ran all the way to the back and then ran back in. It was,
yes.
It wasn't that bad. This one, though, like, if you have actual plans for Big E, you cannot make him look this stupid. Like, you just cannot make him look like an idiot. And that's what it looked like. It didn't make Sammy look any smarter. It just made Big E look dumber. Like, yeah. That's what it did.
We've seen Sammy do this. Yeah. So he doesn't look any smarter. And I had people say, oh, well, what's they could have just had Sammy lose. And I said, they could have not done it at all. They could have had Big E win a match. And then they could have said, hey, you know what? He's won a bunch of matches. Let's give him a title shot. Wow. It's wild. This is so stupid.
That's a tough concept there, Sean. Win matches, get a title shot. That's a tough sell. I don't know about that one.
I don't know if you know this, but on the set of the show Workaholics, they would have like a joke board of jokes they weren't allowed to use. Like, never say this shit. It's too corny. Like, tell me how you really feel. If you say that to me, that's the corniest shit ever. So they got a list of all that stuff up there. I'll tell you what needs to be up there. Michael Cole saying he loves to have fun.
Was that fun, Michael? Come on.
Oh, my God. It's so frustrating. It is so freaking frustrating.
They've been saying this for years. Like, this was JBL's, like, line when he was on commentary with Cole. Like, this was his line. That's how they portray, like, all the baby fans. They just love that fun, Michael. That's what it is. It's dumb. It's really dumb. It's fun.
Man, I was very excited for this, but, oh, man, it didn't get any better.
Is that, like, just your full review of SmackDown and Raw every week? I was excited for this and didn't get any better.
But I know there's always going to be at least one amazing thing on SmackDown every week. And that's something that I'm like, okay, cool. It's a 2-hour show and there's going to be something amazing on SmackDown. And that's pretty good. That was not Billie Kay's mystery partner. Now, listen, I love Natalya. I think she's great. I think she's amazing, but this was disappointing. People ask me in the Q&A show, subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. I do a Q&A show every single week. They said, who do you think it's going to be? And I said, it's WWE, so it's probably going to be Peyton Royce without explanation.
That'd be good.
And here's the thing. I would have been like, listen, you know what? I like to bitch about that brand split an awful lot, but you're fixing something here.
Yeah.
But instead, we got a bad match. Billie Kay got pinned by Ruby Riott. At least Riott Squad's gear was good, and Riott Squad got a win. That's cool. Okay, tonight made me feel like WWE cared a little bit about
about tag team wrestling.
Don't that to yourself, Sean. I know. What are you doing, Sean?
Give them too much credit. People pretend that I bury WWE, but I've been doing a show with Denise Salcedo for 14 months, and I give them too much credit. She's like an XP up for Perpetual Hulk every single week.
Let me tell you, Sean, don't do that to yourself, buddy. Oh, no. I do a show with someone who he was the leader of the women's tag team division, and he had to resign. I had to write him a resignation letter to get out of this position.
He used to run with all those jobbers that would quote tweet me and be like, "You just bitch about everything, don't you?" And occasionally I'd hear from Joe, and he'd be like, "Oh man, don't pay any attention to him." And I'm like, I really don't, but damn.
You do. You were getting into it with them last night, Sean. I don't know what happened.
No, not them. Not them. Okay. The ones that I got into it with were jobbers who became mid-carders. Good, decent people. Good, decent, hardworking people. The ones I was talking to last night were ones that aren't even getting booked in the local town when you go visit. That's just the way that rocks, but... Oh man, yeah, I
don't do it.
Nakamura and Cesaro. Come on, Nakamura and Cesaro.
I love Nakamura and Cesaro. They don't care. Cesaro swing, that was great. You were for like a minute on that thing.
Cesaro and Gable wrestling around.
Yeah.
Bunch of shooters in there.
Awesome.
Including one who's getting that Drew Gulak training. What does it say to you that WWE and specifically Vince McMahon was like, "Oh, goddamn, pal. We got these guys. They're so big and they're fucking terrible. Who can we have train them?" And he's looking all around. And Lord Tenzai's over there like, I got a school that you own. And he's like, who do I got? Adam Pierce.
NWA champion, Adam Pierce.
Noted big man, Adam Pierce. Drew Gulak.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Deceptively tall. I think it's amazing. And I have a lot on this on Fightful Select, guys. There were a couple spots that Otis did over the last couple months that I know a couple producers were like, eek. But I'll tell you what, man. Here's the thing. I'm not trying to put a positive spin on this. I'm just saying, no matter how deep I was in my career, if somebody told me, "Hey, you're going to learn from Drew Gulak and Adam Pierce," I'd be like, "All right, that's okay. Fuck yeah, I'll do that." But they could also probably do that on their own time. Adam Pierce and Drew Gulak do not strike me as the couple of guys that would be like, "Oh, you all want to get better and you want us to help you get better? Well, no, we're not doing that." I feel like they could have done this another way.
Yeah, they could. They could have used the training school that they had.
And maybe not called some of these people up.
Yeah, that too. Like, maybe don't call up these guys who you don't really know how good they are or how much you're going to use them in these roles. Maybe don't do that either. You know, let's have a little foresight on this stuff. But no, that can't really do that. That takes too much effort. Says,
no Adam Pearce slander allowed. I'm pro Adam Pearce.
Love Adam Pearce. Yeah.
Although I have heard that he has maybe told some people, you sure you want to be talking to him? I've heard that. I've had somebody tell me that before. You sure you want to be giving him dirt, brother? Like one of those. That's what I heard. I don't know if that person was ribbing me or not.
Hannah and Adam Pearce have the same haircut.
Oh, come on. Come on. Guys, get those super chats in. It's almost Taylor Swift review time.
Yeah.
And we're close. We're not at Sean Ross stories level, that's for sure. but it's a respectable night. We're not at Jeremy Lambert ass cheeks level either. Oh, man. So this match, Gable ends up getting pinned by Nakamura. What did you think of the training video and the pep talk?
I like the training video. It was a little Cobra Kai, so I liked it. How much do you think Gable just enjoyed just throwing shit at this man? Like, I know him and Otis are good friends. Like, why wouldn't you just want to throw shit at your best friend?
Yeah.
So I bet Gable really had fun with that.
I think they can become a really good team too. I don't know if Tucker is among that group. I think that Tucker is actually very underrated, and the poor guy just got hosed, but I don't know. You know what? Tucker would have been probably a good fit for the Corbin gimmick too.
Who?
Tucker Knight probably would have been a good fit for the King Corbin Knights of the Elf Table or whatever the hell he said. What was the name of that thing?
No.
Knights of the King's Court. Here's the bottom line. They got a new name, and I'm all for it because I want Cutler and Blake to succeed. Badly.
I know who Tucker is, by the way. The joke was that they've completely forgot about this guy.
That's and somebody got it. Yeah. Somebody got it, but yes. Yes. We also had a super chat from, I think we're at 13 names Deegan now. I don't care who he faces. I just can't wait to see Roman's big tribal chief WrestleMania entrance. Okay, yeah, I'm very excited for that as well. That's going to be very, very good. Well,
hopefully they go all out. If it's in front of nobody, I don't know how much they're going to be doing on that.
The main event was also the opening segment. We had a contract signing. It's off to a really aggressive start. Like Sasha just comes out angry. And Carmella's backstage. And what was the name? It wasn't an au pair. What did she have with her?
Concierge, right? Concierge?
Consigliere.
I can't say that word.
Consigliere? Yeah, whatever. Consigliere? She had that, and
John is frozen. Like, oh, there he is.
Oh, Adam Pearce is like, yeah, sure, let's do this match tonight. And I'm like, okay, cool. But WWE does this an awful lot where they do like 10 minutes of a match, and they just end in a DQ. This was, Jeremy, I think the fifth or sixth straight Raw or SmackDown that ends with a DQ or a no contest. The work is fine. I like Carmella. I think a lot of people unjustly like just crap on her. I encourage you guys, if you want your mind changed on Carmella a bit, I think it was maybe 2018, go watch the first match that Charlotte Flair had back from surgery. You'll respect Carmella a lot more as a worker, because especially if you kind of know a little bit about like the footwork and where Carmella was placing herself. She did a lot for Charlotte Flair in that match, and that's not something a lot of people would expect. She's not a bad worker. I mean, for the love of God, she knows a thing or two about working in wrestling. She's a second-generation wrestler. It's not like she's never been around wrestling before, and she's not a rookie anymore. I thought she did completely fine in this match. It's just, why?
I thought she was not only very good in this match, she was very good with the promo. When she first returned, the big reveal, she looked very uncomfortable in this new role. And it didn't really connect with me. She was kind of awkward with how she was delivering the lines. Last week, I thought she knocked it out of the park with her promo. This week, again, I thought it was great. She's gotten way more comfortable in this role. And it's great to see. In the ring, she's always been, I mean, not always, but recent history says she's been very good. She was good in this match. Problem was, I didn't even pretend to get invested into this match. I was like, this is going to end in DQ. They're just going to do it at TLC again, because that's what they do. And That's what happened. And so
why? Very frustrating.
Why should I bother caring about these matches if they're just all going to end in DQ?
They could have done this at the contract signing. She could have cracked the bottle over at the contract signing, and that could have been a wrap. And again, the match, good. It's just, man, they do this. They're like, they can just never.
Bailey and Sasha. This is what they do.
Yeah, they do this all the time. They're like, oh, well, you know what? Right before the pay-per-view. And I got excited for this. I was like, hell yeah. Give me Carmella in a main event TV match because I know she can have them. Fooled. I was fooled. I was bamboozled.
And then they dangle the tag team titles in front of you, too. And you're like, ah, give me them tag team titles. Give it. I want to like this.
I just signed a new contract, Jeremy. I just committed to Fightful, and I want to enjoy it. My God. Isaac Merriweather says, yo, where the heck is Aleister Black? Sitting at home.
He's in the dark vortex.
Yep. Unfortunately, that's where he is, sitting at home. Ray Callahan Jr. says, Jeremy, fight stories. Who wins, Jeremy or Hannah? And I don't like to make my wife canon on this show a lot. I like the privacy there. But she sends a, not send a super chat. She sent a text from downstairs and said, regarding the Hannah versus Jeremy fight comment, if Jeremy fights like he plays Mortal Kombat, my money is on Hannah.
Wow.
Damn.
It rubs off. That's very mean of your wife, Sean. I thought we were friends and everything. You know, we had lunch together, and she's just doing that to me. That's very cruel. I've already said I cannot fight Hannah because she has a very hard head, and these are the moneymakers, people. These are how I got to write the headlines. And also, I cannot break these hands on her hard head.
She's smart. She Vaselines her head and the punches just slide off.
Yeah, that too.
So I
can't do it. The hair is gone from her head. So like the hair won't even protect my hands. I'm just hitting straight hard head Hannah.
Please leave super chats, guys. We are almost to the main event of this show. And leave us a thumbs up. I was trying to get us to 100 pretty early. That seems to help or something. But Jeremy, I know that you did not sleep a lot last night.
No.
You just did
I got roughly like 3 hours of sleep in the past 24 hours. That's where
3 hours of sleep in the last 24 hours. Yeah, Who are you, me? Well, that's not me anymore, Jeremy. You want to know why? Because I'm maximizing my sleep with Helix Sleep. I mean, quite honestly, we don't sleep a lot in this line of work. There's always something crazy happening. And now I like to maximize my sleep with Helix Sleep. Whether it's politics, pandemics, Jeremy's love life, keeping him up at all hours of the night. Hey, maybe for good and bad reasons. You know what I'm saying? Helix Sleep will do everything for you. Helix Sleep has a quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete. It matches your body type, your sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. Everybody is unique, and they know that. Some people like to sleep a little bit more firm. Some people like a softer bed. Some people just like to sleep warmer, sleep cooler, and Helix will help you out with their quiz. I was so happy about this because I was in the market for a new mattress. I did not want to go to a mattress store. Didn't want to lay on something somebody else had already been laying all over, especially in this day and age. So when I found out about Helix Sleep, I took their quiz, ordered one of their beds. It came very quickly, and it comes in a box. It sets up incredibly quickly as well. I was on that bed like within, I think, 30 minutes. We had it all set up. It is such a great upgrade over the piece of slab memory foam that I was sleeping on before that. You just take the quiz, order the mattress. It comes right to your door, shipped free. If you don't like it after 100 nights, you can send it back and they'll pick it up for you. They got a 10-year warranty to try it out, or you get to try it out for 100 days, 100 nights, and they have a 10-year warranty after that. You're going to love this stuff. Go to helixsleep.com/Fightful. Take that 2-minute sleep quiz. They will match you up to a custom mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. I did not understand the quality of sleep that I was missing out on when I had a bit of a bargain bed. And right now they're offering up to $200 off all mattresses ordered and 2 free pillows. I didn't even get the 2 free pillows. So they're offering you a better deal than I got at helixsleep.com. Fightful. You don't want that old saggy mattress. You know you want something a little bit better. The best overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ and Wired Magazine. HelixSleep.com/Fightful. LL pronounced L2. Oh, well, thank you for that. Says, I'm just happy we're getting more Chad Gable. That guy is criminally underused. Yeah, that's a positive.
Yes. I like the post-match thing he did too, where he's like, I lost so you could show you what not to do.
Yeah.
That was good. I like Chad Gable.
Hannah M says, a very hard, bald head with no hair for cushion. Well, that's why you got to hit up helixsleep.com/fightful. Maybe you want a softer bed to lay that hard-ass head on. El Fermentado says, man, I hate to see DQ week by week. Greetings from Chile. Well, thank you very much. We're glad to have you here. We appreciate you so much, and I hate seeing it too. Here we go. Thumbs up time. What's the name of this album we're reviewing, Jeremy?
What are you talking about? What's the name of it? You're reviewing it, Sean.
Yeah, yeah. And I got questions, Jeremy. I listened to this whole album, this Taylor Swift album.
You listened to it and you don't know the name of it.
Yeah.
You have questions. I have a quiz for you.
Okay. Give me this quiz. Let's go.
All right. What, first, what's the name of the album?
Willow?
No, that's the name of the title or the first song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh for one.
Right.
Yeah. Do you know who sings besides Taylor Swift on Cowboy Like Me?
Is that The National?
No.
Okay, that was a different song then.
Yep.
I have some feelings on The National.
It's Marcus Mumford, okay. Not listed on the credits, on the feature.
Okay. Why is that? Is it politics?
It's not politics. He just does like background vocals.
Isn't it weird, like, Justin Timberlake wasn't listed and credited for Where Is the Love? They thought he was going to be oversaturated or overexposed. And I'm like people don't know it's him. What's the big deal? I don't get it.
Who is Marjorie?
I know it's like the 13th, 14th track on the album, and it's very repetitive.
Do you know who it's about?
Marjorie Stewart Baxter from the Salad Fingers.
Hello, I am Salad Fingers. Marjorie Stewart Baxter.
Her?
No, I have no idea what that reference is. No, it's
you don't. You've never watched Salad Fingers?
I don't think so. No.
The feeling of rust against my salad fingers is almost orgasmic.
That voice sounds like what's that episode of Atlanta? Do you know what episode of
Teddy
Perkins? Seen Atlanta? Yeah.
One of the best episodes of TV ever.
Yeah.
Now I sound like Ollie Davis now.
Marjorie's Taylor's grandmother. What school did Dorothea go to?
Dorothea. Hogwarts.
What song did Bon Iver appear on Folklore?
It was one of the last ones. Closure?
No, on Folklore.
Oh, Folklore. I didn't listen to Folklore.
he was on. All right.
Hannah M says Marjorie has to be the great Marjo. Yeah, Marjo Mania running wild.
What song from Folklore?
How many rounds are there of this quiz? How many rounds are there?
What song from Folklore is Willow tied to, Sean?
I'm not familiar with Folklore. I am a new Taylor Swift
all
critic. Right.
This all plays into the final couple ones here. It ties into Invisible String. Willow and Invisible String are tied together. This is a bonus question from one Denise Salcedo. My best friend, Denise Salcedo. Who is William Bowery?
From the Bowery. Isn't that where Raven was from in TNA?
Sure. That's not who this is.
Thought so. 14 Names Deegan says it's time for Sean to lay at the SmackDown on Swift. # short stories with Sean. Also, it's way too early for a Salad Fingers reference. Come on.
My best friend Denise Salcedo says his review is invalid given he hasn't heard and learned all her previous albums and songs by heart.
Okay.
Until he does all of that, I will listen to his review.
No. She is on another review right now. So this was a predetermined thing. She sent this along before. Did she send like a like a guide based on how many questions I got right or wrong?
No.
Like 3 out of 10. This is the answer you give him. Come on.
No, come that on. That was her message to me. She said, let him know
right now.
Yeah.
She's on the air with Riccuccino right now.
Just before she went on the air, when she messaged me about, or when I messaged her about this quiz.
Mm. Hannah M says best song on the whole album is about, is the one about killing that guy, Straight Earl Had to Die vibes. Let's get into this album. What the hell's the name of the album?
What is it, Sean?
I'm not trying to demean the album. I don't remember the name of the album. Also, why are all the titles lowercase? That's just bad punctuation.
That's what she did for Folklore as well. The name of the album is Evermore.
So they're obviously related. I remember her saying something about it being a sister album, right?
Yes, got that right. And good job.
I'm not a Taylor Swift hater. In fact, I really enjoyed the way that I don't know what song was on the Match commercial.
Yeah, you definitely enjoyed Taylor Swift.
I enjoyed it. I know everything about it. I enjoyed it. So I thought it sounded good because I asked you an honest question last year in Winston-Salem. Hey, Jeremy, when she re-records her old country songs, how will they be performed? And I actually really enjoyed what I heard on that Ryan Reynolds Match commercial.
And then I performed a song for you in Winston-Salem.
This was a very mellow album. I have that in my notes here. A very, very mellow album. There were no bangers, so to speak. Nothing that I personally got up and danced to. Although I don't know if that was the goal for this album, Jeremy. I'm going to rate these songs out of 10.
Okay.
Willow, out of the gate. You know what? I'll give it an 8 out of 10. I got it at an 8 out of 10. I originally had it as a 7, and I was like, you know what? It landed with me a little bit better. A hell of a lot better than Champagne Problems, because that was I had this in my notes a few times, very redundant song. Said Champagne Problems a whole lot. Needs to get some help if she's got that many champagne problems.
This is about mental health and things, Sean.
I know, she needs to get some help. I want her to get some help. Gold Rush was worse. I gave that a 4 out of 10. Oh, wait. Champagne Problems got 5 out of 10. So that's pretty solid. Gold Rush, 4 out of 10. 4 out of 10. Didn't like it. This was a rough stretch of the album, Jeremy. It wasn't for me. Tis the Damn Season felt like she was just trying to be a rebel and say damn a lot. I was like, ah, we get it. You used to be so innocent, but now you're saying damn.
She said fuck on the last album.
Hey. Hey. We do not stoop to that level. We do not stoop to that level.
No profanity. September is over.
Also, December, I get it. Tis the damn season. Tolerate it? I couldn't. I couldn't tolerate it. 3 out of 10.
Wow.
Whew. But fortunately, things got better after that. I got a couple 5 out of 10s back to back. Nobody, No Crime. I thought it was a great idea. Mediocre execution, pun intended. Execution. See what I did there? I mean, take it from me. I watch murder mysteries all the time. Might go watch one after this. Don't know what I might do tonight. Don't know if I have enough time. I think if she went back to the drawing board, maybe got some tips from the greatest songwriter of the week, me.
Songwriter of the week?
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know who's sponsoring us next week. I think it could be better. I mean, let's be real. I drop a track on Monday, Taylor answers with a whole album. You're welcome, Jeremy.
You're taking credit for this whole album?
I mean, if she asked me to do a duet, I wouldn't MJF her.
I don't think she's going to ask you. I don't think you have to worry about that.
Well, maybe. Happiness. She rhymed me with me at one point. That doesn't work for me. I mean, I guess I just rhymed just it 3 times. You know what? It never kicked into another gear. I was waiting for this sick beat or something like that. It just didn't happen.
It's not this album. It's not this album, Sean.
I wasn't getting the vibe of this album. I came into this all pumped up. It was such an adrenaline rush.
This is the problem. Hold you on. Came into Hold it with the, wrong, with the wrong mood.
I came into this with such an adrenaline rush because it was – It was such a whirlwind, Jeremy. At like 7 a.m., I'm finding out Taylor Swift album. I'm sitting there trying to troll Denise, by at least publicly, because I actually genuinely adore her as a friend personally. So I'm telling her to wake up because I'm actually wanting her to wake up and see her excitement because she is a friend. So I've got all this energy going through me. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to listen to this album. I respect Jeremy and Denise so much. I'm going to listen to this album so we can get content for this business, Jeremy. Something you know nothing about. Something that you never sacrificed for. But I did. I sacrificed midnight on a Thursday. Like my only night off ever. Damn. Well, here we go. Here you go. Dorothea, 6 out of 10. It was good. It was good. That hits on my match ratings. If I give something a 6 out of 10, that's recommended viewing. I recommend you listen to this song. I got some problems with Coney Island. I did not like The National.
Okay.
How do you feel about The National in this song?
I like The National. I'm not Voice. Like a huge National fan. So Coney Island's not my favorite song on this album. I'll say that.
Taylor Swift's got a real good voice. I didn't think the voice from the fella from The National quite matched up. Okay. To me, it's like putting Ozzie Guillen and Albert Bell in a home run derby. You know who's going to win that. Come on. Ivy, I gave 7 out of 10. I have no other notes. I must have really liked it to give it that high. It's probably, upon a second listen, probably closer to an 8. But I got to say,
that was another one of my favorite tracks.
I got to say, Cowboy Like Me, 9 out of 10. I'm going 9 out of 10. I can't do any more than that. I got a business to run here. But 9 out of 10, what my note was, this was a fast song disguised as a ballad. If okay. she did a remix to this, I'm probably going a full 10. I'll probably go a full 10.
I tried so hard. I tagged Hangman Page in a tweet to get him to respond to it so I could run an article on what Hangman Page thought of Taylor Swift's song, and he didn't respond. I'm trying, Sean. I'm trying to get the content.
Cowboy Like Me will be on my phone by the end of the weekend. That's the commitment that I'm ready to make to this. Long story short, 4 out of 10. Marjorie, 3 out of 10. Marjorie was too repetitive.
Okay.
Didn't like it. Closure, 5 out of 10, a nice little recovery. It was for par. For some reason, I do not have a rating for the last.
You have a rating for Evermore?
I don't.
That's kind of sketchy.
I know it is kind of sketchy.
You did not rate the title track of this
album.
Right.
Oh, by the way, the name of this album was Evermore.
Yes. There you go. Good job. Good job.
Another Raven reference.
Do you think this album was like secretly about Raven?
Yeah, I do, actually. Did I ever tell you about the time I interviewed Raven? I hit him up for like 6 months, and the time he gets back to me is during halftime of the Super Bowl. He's like, oh, I'm ready to do an interview now. I'm like, it's halftime of the Super Bowl. He's like, yeah, and I'm also on the treadmill. I was like, all right, I guess we're doing this interview. Denise says, SRS, I'll rate your little football team. What is that? That has sucked for 30 years plus. How do you know about that? How do you even know about that? The Bo Jackson curse is to blame. Maybe Bo Jackson, maybe Taylor Swift tackled Bo Jackson and dislocated his hip before she did this album, Jeremy.
I don't think. I agree with Denise. I rate him a dud as well.
I gave Cowboy Like Me a 9 out of 10. I love that song.
Okay. I mean, that's one song, though.
Kentucky sucks too. I know everything. What the Oh man. So Jeremy, I want you to rate my review.
I'm gonna agree with my best friend Denise Salcedo and give you and your review just a dud. -8 stars.
Come on. Denise says SRS, you're canceled. Should I review other albums? I don't know how many
check
weeks. Check my DMs, huh?
On Denise to do that.
Oh, I'm like, damn, what the hell? What did I miss?
About you.
Denise says my review is invalid.
I told him that.
My God. And she says that I have to study Taylor to review. Earn Your Stripes. I did. I sat through that whole album.
You got to listen to all of the albums, Sean.
I will gladly review every Taylor Swift album. But I mean, the sad reality is this, Jeremy. This review will not do as much traffic as me singing on Monday did.
Because this review is like 20 minutes long and that video is like 2 minutes long. We're reviewing, by the way, Sean, on The Distraction on Tuesday, we are reviewing your song.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Along with High Noon at Mega Mountain, Three Ninjas.
I get the feeling that you're going to let my review cloud your judgment now and you're going to try to bury me unfairly, which I did not do. I just gave my honest opinion.
Try to bury you unfit. Does that sound like me?
Yes.
Does that really sound like me?
Denise says, my grandma doesn't like you. Well, thank God for your mom is all I have to say. Bruh. I am snapping. This wasn't a super chat, but 15 names Deegan. You know, I think I might. I mean, quite frankly, I got plenty of fight stories left. Denise says, no gifts for Sean. Well, that's a lie because I got one today. I was just waiting until the other one got here because she sent me two. Denise likes me more than everybody else. She sent me two gifts. Hannah M. says, Sean listened to the entire album before I did because I had to stop to listen to Denise's interview with Renee. Well, to show you how dedicated I am to Denise and our friendship, as well as our professional relationship, I listened to both of them. In fact, I watched the YouTube premiere of Denise's Renee Young interview, including like 20 minutes of it being about Taylor Swift.
Yeah. And I wrote an article on that portion because why wouldn't I? I got yelled at for teasing it.
No, I said, please don't tease that as big news because people were saying, what's breaking at one?
Really? Were people really saying?
Yes.
Alex McCarthy messages and like, we know it's a Taylor Swift article. I'm like, apparently everyone doesn't know, Alex.
No, they don't. They don't. Oh, man. So, my God.
Your review sucked, Sean. It absolutely sucked. You're biased. I think you're biased because you don't like Denise and I. You're mad that you tried to turn us against each other, and she played you with the turn. She played you. She made you think we were not best friends when the whole time we were actually best friends.
Tell the people where they can find you, Jeremy.
I'm here on Fightful. All the time. My girlfriend's very happy to hear that I have a bunch of job security. She's thankful for that. That even if I show my ass cheeks, I might not get fired. She's happy to hear that. I'm here on FIFA. We're gaming tomorrow.
I'm opening up new revenue streams for you even.
Yeah.
Good God. Yeah.
Doing stuff all the time. Showing ass cheeks.
Guys, we got a Twitch coming soon. So be ready to subscribe and give us
more money.
Guys, I've got a Lee Moriarty interview next week. I've got an LSG interview next week. We're going to be talking about the Virtual Basement Wrestling Code video game, ROH. Lots of good stuff there. Subscribe to Fightful Select. I can't tell you guys how important that is. And Joel Pearl, he says, games tomorrow. I mean, why do I need to plug it? People have been finding it just fine. They've been doing great traffic. I don't get to play them with you guys.
You tried and you sucked.
Wait, I'm 1-0 against Joel Pearl. Oh, man. We're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.